the general replied. I fear you gentlemen have not studied the art of war with sufficient care. Is it not written there? Plunge your army into desperate straits, and it will come off in safety. Place it in deadly peril, and it will survive. Had I taken the usual course, I should never have been able to bring my colleague round. If I had not placed my troops in a position where they were obliged to fight for their lives, but had allowed each man to follow his own discretion, there would have been a general debacle, and it would have been impossible to do anything with them. The officers admitted the force of his argument and said, "These are higher tactics than we should have been capable of."
For it is precisely when a force has fallen into harm's way that it is capable of striking a blow for victory. Success in warfare is gained by carefully accommodating ourselves to the enemy's purpose.
If the enemy shows an inclination to advance, lure him on to do so. If he is anxious to retreat, delay on purpose that he may carry out his intention. The object is to make him remiss and contemptuous before we deliver our attack.
By persistently hanging on the enemy's flank, we shall succeed in the long run in killing the commander-in-chief. This is called ability to accomplish a thing by sheer cunning. On the day that you take up your command, block the frontier passes, destroy the official passports, and stop the passage of all emissaries. Be stern in the council chamber so that you may control the situation.
Show no weakness, and insist on your plans being accepted by the sovereign.
If the enemy leaves a door open, you must rush in. Forestall your opponent by seizing what he holds dear, and subtly contrive to time his arrival on the ground.
If you manage to seize a favorable position, but the enemy does not appear on the scene, the advantage thus obtained cannot be turned to any practical account. He who intends, therefore, to occupy a position of importance to the enemy must begin by making an artful appointment, so to speak, with his antagonist, and cajole him into going there as well.
Walk in the path defined by rule, and accommodate yourself to the enemy until you can fight a decisive battle.
Victory is the only thing that matters, and this cannot be achieved by adhering to conventional wisdom.
At first, then, exhibit the coyness of a maiden until the enemy gives you an opening. Afterwards, let your speed be that of a running hare, and it will be too late for the enemy to oppose you.